What's up, you're on Mario Lopez. Let's welcome back to the show our new bachelor, Colton Underwood. What's going on, Colton? Welcome back.
Not much. Thanks for having me back on.
How you feeling, man?
I'm good.
You good?
Yeah.
You happy?
Yeah, I'm happy now that I'm with you.
You just say that to all the girls. Yeah. So let's talk about this week's episode. Speaking of girls, it was all for laughs, right? Or what was the little theme? Did you have a favorite moment from this particular past week?
I think like summing this week up is just comedy and competition.
Yeah.
It's just two parts of my life. Like I feel like I could take things like I'm lighthearted and I like, you know, to make people laugh.
Who was the funniest girl? So if a girl can make you laugh, that's gold right there.
Yeah. I think that was the cool part about it is they went in different directions. Like some were serious, some were playful, some right. were just funny. Man, I think either, you know, just Demi and Catherine, they just own who they are.
Okay.
So
okay.
Yeah, I liked what they had.
Well, four girls got sent home. Are you happy with the choices you made and your regrets?
No, I stand by the decisions that I made.
Can't go back.
Can't go back for sure.
Keep it forward. Yep. So in the premiere, we had the first impressions. In week two, there was some comedy. What are we going to see on Monday night?
Next week, we're going to get back to sort of my roots and my time in San Diego. Head out to Belmont Park.
Hey, all right.
And then we're going to have some fun with some pirate and some, we're going to play dress up a little bit.
Arr, sounds good, man. So, you know, since you were announced as the Bachelor, it seemed like everyone wanted to comment on your virginity and they try to come with the comedy on that regard. Yeah. Were you okay with it? Did you realize it was going to come with the territory or did it bother you after a while?
You know, I had an idea coming off of Bachelorette that it was going to probably be talked about and mentioned.
Yeah.
I can make jokes and laugh about it, you know, in a lighthearted way.
Right.
But I will say this season, you get a better understanding of just the decisions that I made in my life.
Right.
While I can have fun and go with the flow, there also is a serious component to it too.
And I was surprised to learn it wasn't all spiritually based, right? Not necessarily.
No. You know, I actually say on there, I think, you know, it was like one of those accidental things, like just certain events in my life led up to it. It's not a simple answer. It's not like a simple, hey, this is why. I grew up going to a Catholic grade school. So I grew up in the church. But then I got away from that a little bit. And then I focused on my professional career. Then I had, you know, some just a lot of little things adding up to be who I am today.
Right. So what was the point that you're like, you know what? I'm good in this mode. I don't need
to. I think I was just really content in where I was in my professional career in my life. Right. And then it got to a point where I was spinning my wheels in the NFL. And I never wanted to just go out and like lose it just to say and right. just to go lose it. Right. I would never just go have a one night stand. I would never do anything like that. It's just not who I am as a person. Not that I don't believe like people can do what they need to do. But
yeah, well,
this wasn't in my cards.
Good for you, man. Last week you told us you don't have a type. So what are some of the qualities, though, that you find attractive? Or what are the must-haves for a potential wife?
I feel like me personally, there's wants and needs in a relationship. And I think something I realize is I need to be challenged. And I mean that, and I need to be called out on some of my BS sometimes. You know, I think everybody needs that to a certain level. I need somebody who's spontaneous, fun, adventurous. I think as long as you have that, it's a good basis to build a relationship off.
What about physically? Just superficial.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest with you, coming before this, I never dated a blonde.
Really?
I've never been type? In like a big relationship with a blonde. Brunettes.
Just brunettes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you choose a blonde is what you're saying.
He was open to him. He was open to him.
Yeah.
Cast that wide net. I get you. And in recent seasons, ironically, we've known at the start whether or not the star got engaged.
Yeah.
So you've either been very good about keeping it a secret or we don't know. Why do you think that's the case? Well, obviously you're good about keeping secrets and being disciplined when you make your mind up.
Because I'll say this, I thought I had it all figured out going on to this show because this is my third show with the Bachelor franchise now. So I did Bachelorette, I did Paradise, and now you're the Bachelor. So I thought like, going to it, I was like, okay, this is how it's going to go. This is how I had it. And that wasn't the case. It wasn't easy. It wasn't always rainbows and butterflies. It was challenging.
Yeah.
And it was a roller coaster of emotions. And I think for me personally too, I want everybody to go on that with me. I want everybody to experience it how I did.
Right.
Just because at the time, like it got crazy.
Yeah. Are you happy with the way they're portraying you on TV right now?
I have no control over that. You know, I can only hope. I mean, I'm a big believer in you are what you put on tape, right? Because right. that's as an athlete too. It's like you're only as good as your tape shows you are. Right. So,
but sometimes they get a little clever with the editing.
They do get clever with the editing,
and which I'm sure you've
they
realized.
Do their thing. Yeah.
Yeah. What can you tease us about regarding the rest of the season?
I think I could tease. You know, everybody talking about the fence jump. That actually has to do with this, like the storyline and how things played out. Like that is an actual pivotal moment,
right?
In the season. And then I'll just say, like, I mean, I did things my way towards the end. I stayed true to who I was the whole entire time through and through.
Okay.
And yeah, love isn't always pretty.
No, it's not always pretty. So are you going to remain here in California?
I'm happy where I'm at right now. Colorado,
pardon me. Yeah. Yes, that's right.
I have a good life in Colorado. I have a lot of friends out here still from my playing days and also now from the franchise. Could I see myself out here within the next year? Probably.
Right.
I could.
Would it be a deal breaker if she wanted to live in her hometown?
No, I think it's all about compromise and a conversation. And to be honest with you, it's just where I'm at after this show. Like, what it just depends on how everything plays out.
What is it you want to do after the show?
I think the unique thing about me coming into this position, and I had this conversation with the producers, is, you know, normally when they cast somebody, they have a career, right? Yeah. You know, Rachel was a lawyer. You have Ari had his real estate career. I was sort of in my transition year from football. So it's like I'm still trying to figure out who I am as a person, what I want to do. I actually went in and took some broadcasting classes in the off season for sports, some hosting stuff. Just, I mean, I have fun with that aspect of it. I obviously enjoyed doing the TV shows. So it's up in the air. I believe you should try everything once, see what you like.
So you're open.
I'm open to
it.
To adventures.
Marriage too. Try that.
you're going into week three. How far into the season do we get the most dramatic episode ever yet or whatever it is?
I think there's no surprise. Like there's a certain format of The Bachelor and Bachelorette, right? I would say week four, you're going to get a better understanding of who I am. And then it really, it gets deep and gets real in week four.
It gets real quick. And there's no other franchises you can hit, right? Because you did The Bachelor Paradise, you did Bachelorette, you did Bachelor. There's
I think I'm not pretty
like
tapped
a Bachelor.
Out.
Are you tapped out, Bachelor? Is there like a
I'm tapped
senior,
out.
If you broke up
could
kind
they
of edition?
Bachelor Pad. Maybe you could do
I
that.
I remember that one. What was that one about?
I think it was like two seasons.
Was that like the one they do on the island, but on a pad? And then just the budget got inflated or what?
I'm not sure. Maybe it was before Paradise.
Yeah.
They were just in a house, not on a beach.
It wasn't, that one wasn't loved? Oh, money was involved. Oh, God. Isn't it always?
You either choose love or money.
And peace.
The right reasons for sure on that one.
All right, Colton, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, all right? Go-to karaoke song.
Ooh. Oh, man. Bye, bye, bye.
Little NSYNC?
Little NSYNC.
You come with choreography or no?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah?
The hands are working and the feet are working.
Yes. Okay, get it. Last show you binge watched?
Marvel's Runaways.
Oh, celebrity crush growing up.
Jennifer Aniston, always.
All-time favorite football player.
Oh, Dwight Freeney.
If you could be an animal, what would you choose?
Dog.
What kind?
Black Lab.
Black Lab?
100%.
Okay, you're a retriever.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm a good boy. Get this. It's perfect for a woman.
Yes.
She'll love that. All right. Watch The Bachelor Mondays on ABC. You can follow him on Instagram at Colton Underwood. Thanks for stopping by, man.
Thank you for having me on.
On with Mario Lopez.